Now, Pope Francis wasn't spending long in Strasbourg on his second visit to Europe, but his speech to the European Parliament this morning certainly didn't pull any punches, comparing Europe to an elderly, infertile grandmother and pressing the need to do more for workers and migrants. Michael Kelly, the editor of the Irish Catholic, spoke to me earlier about the directness of the Pope's message.
Very much so, Anya. Very poignant imagery there. And you may remember that almost one of the first things Pope Francis did after he was elected Pope was visit the Italian island of Lampedusa, which really has been the scene of so many tragedies of these migrants coming mostly from North Africa who have drowned there in the sea, and he laid a wreath there. I suppose this is very poignant as well. Pope Francis is the son of Italian immigrants to Argentina, so the immigration issue is something that strikes a real chord with him. He has a real empathy for immigrants, and I think he'll very much be speaking on behalf of Italy at the moment as well, who feel that they're very much put upon by this. They feel that they are the landing space for lots of these immigrants, but that the rest of Europe isn't doing enough to try to help them.
And certainly the imagery he used was pretty interesting, that Europe is like an old infertile grandmother.
Yeah, Pope Francis has become very well known for this this colourful imagery, and I mean, that really paints the point of what he's trying to say. He's saying that Europe is tired and haggard looking. Some people might say it's impolite for the Pope to come to the European Parliament and say that, but I think it's a sign of just how frank he wants to be. His whole theme throughout the entire speech was all about restoring hope, and what he saw as the way of restoring hope is to restore dignity. And if you like, he ticked lots of boxes with that. There's almost something for everyone in this speech. He spoke about the lack of dignity that those who can't find a job, those who can't provide for their family. He spoke about the need to protect human dignity at all stages, a very strong condemnation of abortion, very strong on euthanasia, and the need for Europe to protect the family. But what he's saying is that he wants to be part of trying to restore hope to Europe, that Europe can live up to those rich ideals on which the European Union is based on. And again, he has that amazing line where he says to the European Parliament, "You must build the future in Europe not on money, but on human dignity."
And that was Michael Kelly, editor of the Irish Catholic.